For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her four-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs in my home country, we should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the president's stance on immigration on ABC's This Week.
Those that say he had the authority and should have done it from day one and demagogued with the pen, you know, Chuck Schumer, how dare he? He's been one of the people that's put off comprehensive solutions to this for years so he can run on this as a political wedge issue. I have a little respect for that demagoguery. But the president went out and tried to tell people the law and the orders and so forth prevented him from detaining these people. And they said, no, you can fix this with a stroke of a pen. My guess, that stroke of a pen does not survive 3 weeks.
If you're planning on a summertime vacation, there's good news at the pumps. Gasoline prices are cheaper, at least for now, says analyst Trilby Lundberg.
After rising about 42 cents over nearly 4 months, the price of gasoline has now dropped. In the past 2 weeks, regular grade is down 6 cents, and the new price is $2.95.
But she also says the decline is temporary, and it won't last long. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
President Trump says tariffs are already working. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump, appearing on Trinity Broadcasting Network's Huckabee program, said tariffs on some imports are already helping businesses in the United States.
Our steel industry is coming back because that way they don't have to pay the tariff. And we put a tariff, a 30% tariff on solar panels. We had 32 plants, so many of them closed. Now many of them are opening again. We put a tariff on washing machines. Now all of a sudden we're expanding our washing machine production business in the country.
The decision prompted a swift response from U.S. allies, including retaliatory tariffs and a radical departure in treatment from other formerly friendly foreign leaders from Canada to France. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Oil-producing nations have agreed to prevent an oil crunch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
OPEC, Russia, and other major oil-producing nations agreeing to ramp up production. Saudi Arabia saying the agreement was reached on Saturday in Vienna to raise overall output by about 1 million barrels a day in the coming months. Word of the deal coming a day after President Trump had tweeted, quote, "Hope OPEC will increase output substantially. We need to keep prices down." The U.S., China, and India had been urging the big oil producers to increase their supply that they said could hurt global economic growth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm...